Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village. Let's talk Pelop. I'm Andrew Schneider. KNIA KRLS News intern Libby Randall sits down with Crossroads of Pella director Jim Hibma to preview the annual Klompen Classic.
Well, Jim, looking forward to Tulip Time Festival and the kind of unofficial kickoff would be the Klompen Classic race. For people who may not know, what is this race and how did it start?
Okay, well, the Klompen Classic this year, we're at the 23rd year, which seems almost incredible. We started out with 287 registered people to participate. We're probably going to go over 2,500, at least that's what we're expecting. And then we have about 500-600 kids in the Kids Classic, which is 10 and under. So it started out as a fundraiser to help Crossroads of Pella, and over the years it's just has grown, and that's been exciting.
2,500 is a lot of people. How many of those would you say are local or from the area, and how many people come from out of town to participate in this race?
Well, I think that we have those numbers. There seems to be more walkers than runners, so that's kind of nice. There's a lot of states represented, you know, one from different states. There's a lot of Iowa. A lot of people come home for Tulip Time and then participate in this race. I just had a call or an email from a man in Georgia who wanted to know how much he could deduct if he paid the $25, and that's about $18 off of the $25 he gives. So it's sort of a growing springtime. We're a unique nighttime race in Iowa. There's very few of those. We're one of the first in the spring. So we have a lot of things going for us to create momentum to keep this race and walk going.
And for those who have participated in this race before, what changes can people expect for this year's race?
Well, it's the same route this year. Of course, you know, Wednesday night, there's a lot of people who come down and just watch. So that's probably a couple thousand. And then you have all the food booths that are open, and more food booths are being opened. And so there's a great kind of festive atmosphere. They tell me that they do more money in the food booths on Wednesday night than they do on all day Thursday during Tulip Time. So it's a big event, and it's pretty exciting to be a part of. The one change we are having this year is that the Kids Classic has generally run from the Creation Station Preschool down to the post office. Well, we flipped that to the opposite end of the town, and now we're going to run from Trinity Reformed Church to the Glockenspiel. And kind of take a left-hand turn in the Glockenspiel for the various refreshments and things like that. So we're excited about that. That's going to be interesting for the first time. But otherwise, the race is fun. There are people lined up all along the streets. Everybody's yelling encouragement, and it's a great time.
And if people want to help as opposed to participate in the race, how can people volunteer to help with this cause?
Well, if you'd like to help, you know, you could call the office here, 628-1212, and we have various activities that we need help with, and usually we have 80 to 100 volunteers, but we can always use more.
And we talked about local participants versus out-of-town participants, but is there an age requirement or an age limit? Or you talked about the kids' race. What is kind of the age range as far as participants in this race?
Well, We take 10 and under to do the Kids Classic, and that's completely free of charge. Now, they can buy a T-shirt if they want, but like I say, we have like 500, 600 kids in heats of boys and girls, all ages. But there's a lot of 10-year-olds who do the Klompen Classic, maybe 9-year-olds who do all 5K. So as young as they can run and have the stamina to do it, that's fine. At the upper end, we have at least one at 90 years old. And May Hayveld, it will be running and walking at 91. And so we expect, as baby boomers age, that's only going to go. So I guess at some point we're going to be expecting our first 100-year-old guy or girl to run this race.
What exactly does Crossroads of Pella do, and why should people support them?
Well, Crossroads is a helping agency in town. We've been in town for about 34 years, and we try to raise money in the community to help people. Now, we help them in all kinds of ways. We offer free counseling, which is a great deal for marriages and families and individuals who are just stuck and troubled. But we also have after-school kids program. We have senior programs through our SHIP program. We have Christmas programs. We're also a fiscal agent for grants. So we're in school about sexual abuse prevention, internet abuse issues. I think we're about ready to come out with our second coloring book on A Good Neighbor Makes Good Decisions. So we try to do a lot of different things, And hopefully in that collection of things, people find something they like, find something to support us. I mean, I'm really excited that we have about 75 sponsors this year for the Kalampa Classic. I mean, that's huge. So we're excited about the support across the board for Crossroads, for its programming. And I really want to thank the community of Pella for supporting Crossroads all these years.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.